Orale, bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. This is your host, Jorge Martin. Familia, we're on YouTube. It's the NFL Insider Series. You know what? If you haven't already subscribed, this is the best time because we've got a nice playlist going on that's got all of the NFL insiders like the one we've got right now. And you got great information coming to you. And also, you want to make sure you're going to underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you use that promo code Familia23, Familia23, if you want to do it in Spanish. You're going to get matched the first $100, dollar for dollar, up to that first $100. And you're going to play best ball all the way up to kickoff at the 2023 season. And Familia, I love that we've had so many return guests coming up. And, you know, Greg Allman, I swear, you know, I met him last year when he was with The Athletic, and now he's at FoxSports.com covering the NFC South. But today we are going to lock in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I want to welcome in Greg Allman. Allman, mi amigo, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Good to be on with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just, so kind of a new thing. We've got a new offensive play caller, definitely a new quarterback after the GOAT officially retired. What is it looking like it's going to be Baker Mayfield this year? And kind of how does the scheme change at that point?
Yeah, I mean, publicly, they're saying it's an open competition between Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, and it will be. But Baker Mayfield has such a big advantage in terms of experience. He's been a starter in the league for 5 years. Has led teams to the playoffs, won a game in the playoffs. You got one guy with, you know, 100 touchdowns, another guy with 9 career passes. So I think it's certainly Baker Mayfield's job to lose. They definitely have pointed out how important it is to limit mistakes and limit turnovers, and that's something Baker will want to be mindful of in the preseason. But unless he really takes a step back, it's probably his job to lose. New coordinator, like you mentioned, and Dave Canales, who comes in from Seattle, did a really good job last year, that offense, taking a guy like Geno Smith, who necessarily hadn't been seen as very much in the NFL, you know, for the entirety of his career, and turning him into an MVP candidate and a Pro Bowl quarterback. So, I think the idea is that, you know, they took a big step back on offense last year and really struggled with some offensive line issues, not running the ball well, maybe not getting the most out of Tom Brady's last year. And the hope is they can be a lot more efficient, even with some new characters all over the offense.
In the passing game, is it look like it's going to be a pretty narrow with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? They're kind of the main targets. And could one be a little bit more of a factor in the offense this year?
Yeah, I think they'll still lean heavily on those two. I mean, last year had a little bit more depth. You had Julio Jones. You had Cam Brate. Had some Leonard Fournette. Pieces that aren't there now. So I think they'll lean even more on those two. You know, Godwin was coming back off injury last year. Really wasn't himself in terms of full speed, full capacity. He's probably in the best position to improve on last year, just being healthy. They used him primarily out of the slot. I think they'll probably use him a little more outside, which might help him more. Mike Evans kind of had a down year. I mean, you take away the Carolina game late in the year, he had 3 touchdowns. So he can definitely bounce back as well. You know, Baker Mayfield's best year was in 2020 in Cleveland with 2 great receivers with the Browns. And this is a similar situation here. So, no, I think they'll be supporting cast beyond those two. Russell Gage is a third receiver, Cade Otton as an emerging tight end, and certainly Rashad White as a running back. But those two are probably where that offense starts.
Well, let's talk about Rashad White. He's definitely primed. There's no Leonard Fournette as of this recording. They haven't added to the running back room. Rashad White, could he be primed for a season with, you know, really, really carrying the load?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is again, was the worst running game in the NFL last year, both in yards per game and yards per carry. Let Leonard Fournette go. He's still unsigned. Here we are 2 weeks before training camp. But no, I think they're excited about Rashad White. Certainly saw promises, kind of flashes of what he could be last year. You go to that game in Munich, had some really good runs there. You know, he'll probably be a bigger bell cow primary back than what the Bucs have had in a while, because they've kind of split things, whether it's Fournette and White or Fournette and Ronald Jones before that. I don't know that they really had a number one running back, you know, even maybe going back to Doug Martin in 15 or 16, something like that. Whether he can handle that, whether he can, you know, perform as well in a much bigger role remains to be seen. But they're really excited about him, you know, not only as a running back, but as a guy that can catch passes out of the backfield too.
You also mentioned Otton and Gage. Any between the two of them, could either one be more factor than the other?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to guess right now, I would think Ottman Gates has been hurt this whole summer. There's not nearly the depth there was at receiver, so he can be a solid three and get probably more snaps as a three than he did last year, split in time. I mean, you think about that offense, Julio is gone, Breshad Perriman is gone, Scotty Miller is gone, and really the only replacement is a late-round rookie in Trey Palmer. So I do think there's a little bit of consolidation in terms of relying on three receivers probably more as opposed to five or six. So if Gage is healthy, he can definitely improve on last year. Probably did well in terms of touchdowns last year, not as good in terms of downfield catches, yards per catch, those kind of things. With him, it's always going to start with, is he healthy? But if he is, he could certainly be there. Kate Otten steps in now as a number one tight end, if he wasn't already last year. Kind of split time with Cam Brate last year. But they liked him. They went to him, had some huge catches in key situations to seal some big comeback wins. He'll be bigger. He'll be stronger in year two. So they really like Kate Otten a lot. That's a young tight end room. They have two second-year guys in Kate Otten and Co-Keith and a rookie in Payne Durham. So they'll be real young in that room, but potentially even better than they were last year.
Awesome. Oh, you mentioned that the offensive line was a little bit dinged up. How's the, you know, kind of like the health and the outlook for this upcoming season? Because that team, that group really did, at times in the past has been a really key to the success.
Yeah, a lot of change there. First of all, just not having Tom Brady. I think what helped the line the most the last 3 years was just Brady having such a quick release and such an awareness of getting rid of the ball quickly. That'll be different with Baker Mayfield. A little bit more mobile, which helps in some aspects, but probably a little bit more challenging for an offensive line. There's a lot of change there. Donovan Smith, who was their left tackle for 8 years, is gone. They let him go. He's in Kansas City now. They'll get their center, Ryan Jensen, back, a Pro Bowler 2 years ago. Missed the entire regular season with a knee injury. He's back. They certainly hope he's healthy with that knee. Tristan Wirfs obviously is back. Tristan now moves to the left side, you know, hopes to have same kind of dominant play he had, you know, his first 3 years at right tackle, now on the left side. And then really probably three new starters. I mean, they'll have Matt Filer, who's a free agent they brought in from the Chargers as a left guard. The right guard could very well be a rookie, a kid named Cody Mauch, who's a second round pick out of North Dakota State. They like a lot. And then last year's top pick goes from guard to tackle. That's Luke Getteke. Kind of struggled a bit as a rookie at left guard, but now they have him at right tackle, and they feel pretty good about him there. So probably a little bit deeper group than what they had last year. A couple guys that had starting experience last year that will be backups now. But I mean, obviously it probably all starts with keeping that line healthy. Having Jensen in the middle is a big plus to get him back just as a tone setter, as a leader on that line, but he needs to stay healthy.
And how about on the defensive side? This is a group that's been really good against the run for you know, traditionally, and obviously Todd Bowles being a defensive-minded head coach. How do they shape up first against the run and against the pass this year?
Yeah, a lot of change up front. Lost, you know, probably four of their top five or six defensive linemen. Vita Vea is still there. The rookie from last year, Logan Hall, is there. But Will Golston's gone, and Dominican Sue is gone. Raheem Nunez-Roches is gone. Akeem Hicks is gone as well. So, I mean, it's one of those where the last 2 years they've cycled out just about everybody except Vea on that front. Linebackers are still the same. Big years for Levante David and also for Devin White. Levante David is potentially in his last year with the Bucs. Devin White will be a free agent trying to kind of establish himself as the guy he was a couple of years ago and getting them into the Super Bowl and not the guy that kind of had to step back last year. Secondary brings back a lot. They paid well to keep Jamel Dean there opposite Carlton Davis. So two really good outside corners. Antoine Winfield back is a solid safety. The rest of the safety position is all turned over. Logan Ryan is gone. Mike Edwards is gone. Keanu Neal is gone. They have a guy named Ryan Neal they brought in from the Seahawks that'll be a starter opposite Winfield. Still have to find a nickel corner. That's definitely a question mark going into training camp. Could be a rookie named Josh Shaw. There's a lot of different options there. But Josh Hayes could be a lot of different looks they show, maybe to have different packages they put together as opposed to just the same four or five guys out there all the time.
Oh, awesome. Familia, I hope you enjoyed this Turbo episode, but can you give me 30 seconds? Any favorite Mexican food takes lately? Because we always, always close it.
No, I mean, fresh guac. I just went to California for a week. So fresh guac, anytime I can get it all day long, starts there. Didn't get as far south as I wanted to. We were kind of Los Angeles, about as far south as we went. I went to San Diego. That's still the best guac I've had in my life is there. So no, absolutely. It starts there. in Tampa, there's not a lot of great Mexican, but Rocco's Tacos is great. Taco Bus is great. My kids eat Mexican really well, so we're it's a go-to here. But no, if anything, I want your recommendations on where I should hit next time I'm on the road. Can't go wrong with that.
Oh my goodness. I wish you would have hit me up. I would have given you some places in LA. So actually, but if you found fresh guac, I mean, that's just, yeah. California avocados, just the best. Just
LA,
the best.
We were in Santa Monica and there's a little place, I think it's 1986 Tacos. It's like two blocks off the water in Santa Monica. Had really good El Pastor there. So that was good too. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I don't know if you could have done better than that. Oh, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know it's only 2 weeks till training camp. What's coming up for you on foxsports.com?
Yeah, just getting ready for that. Honestly, I'm going to try and get around to some of these other cities as camp gets started, maybe Carolina for Bryce Young's first practice up there. And then just making the rounds. It's like preseason. I know I'll be in Atlanta for one of their games, trying to figure out when I can get to the Saints. This is a fun division because it's kind of wide open. Yeah. All four teams, you know, within a game of each other a year ago. Lots of change at quarterback all over. New coordinators. I think six of the eight coordinators in the league are new. So there's a lot that way to make it unexpected and hard to predict and things that you like about a division going into a year.
Yeah, that truly is amazing with so much quarterback turnover and coaches and everything like that. So, gosh, I mean, yeah, flip a coin every week. So, yeah. Oh, man, awesome, awesome. Greg, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. And Familia, thank you for joining us. Again, make sure you give us a like and subscribe on YouTube, por favor. And, yes, give us that thumbs up. Throw a comment down. I'm trying to make sure to get those, you know, answer as many comments as possible. And also, lastly, underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code FAMILIA23. I'm Jorge Martin 17 on Twitter. Find me everywhere else at FAMILIAFFP. Muchas gracias for joining us, everybody. Greg, muchas gracias for joining us. And remember, everybody, todos somos familia. Muchas gracias. And salud.